Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Genesis chapter 6, verse 22 to chapter 7, verse 1. So Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. When everything was ready, the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the boat with all your family, and among all the people of the earth, I can see that you alone are righteous." Probably most of us have heard about Noah from our earliest days. Genesis gives us an amazing account of this heroic man. In short, Noah is asked by God to produce an enormous boat and to fill it with his family and a wonderful collection of animals and birds. We don't know where he lived, but it may well have been in the desert, and the whole idea of building a boat would have seemed laughably absurd. The key to all of this is that Noah trusted God, and he was happy to do exactly what God had told him to do. He's described as being righteous, which literally means he loved doing the right things. I thank God for people I've known who, just like Noah, have been called to do apparently crazy things because they believed that God had called them. I think of many doctors and nurses that I've known who've headed out to poor parts of the world where their skills were desperately needed. The reward that they got was an income that was a tiny fraction of what they'd have earned in this country. But like Noah, they were happy to be obedient because their priority was to serve God. I think of a number of successful people in business who've gladly moved on from their companies simply because they heard the Lord was calling them to do different work for him. I have to believe that Noah had lots of doubts and questions as he constructed his surprisingly large boat. Being obedient to God is bound to trigger all sorts of very good questions, but Noah pressed on, and when the flood engulfed the world, he and his family, together with all the birds and animals, were saved. When we obey God, there'll be lots of challenges along the way, but I thank God for the peace and joy that he always gives to those who obey him. Now let me ask you a question. What would you do if God asked you to do something really, really surprising? Now let me pray with you. Father God, thank you for the inspiring example of Noah. Help us to be willing to be obedient to you, whatever you ask us to do, however surprising or difficult. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save